Use MyWAM online or call Marvin toll-free to report and get paid. Marvin, Michigan's Automated Response Voice Interactive Network, is the unemployment insurance agency's automated system that you can call at 1-866-638-3993, or you can use Michigan Web Account Manager, MyWAM, to report for your unemployment benefits instead of telephoning Marvin every other week. For information on how to use MyWAM, see the MyWAM Toolkit, which can be found on the UIA website, www.michigan.gov/UIA. Click on the MyWAM logo. How to find your Marvin appointment day and time. Know your Marvin appointment day and time. If you do not report on your appointment day or on the makeup days during your appointment week, you may be ineligible for benefits. You must actively seek full-time work, be available for full-time suitable work, and be able to work each week you claim. Your appointment day and time are found by using the last two digits of your Social Security number. I'm going to read you the chart that's used in determining when you should call Marvin. The following times are Eastern Time, 8 to 9 in the morning, with Social Security numbers ending in 00, 01, 02, or 03, you call on Monday. Social Security numbers ending in 34, 35, and 36 call on Tuesday. Numbers ending in 67, 68, and 69 call on Wednesday, all at 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. For 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Monday, Social Security numbers ending in 04, 05, 06. Tuesday, 37, 38, 39. Wednesday, 70, 71, 72. For 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock on Monday, numbers ending in 07, 08, 09. Tuesday, 40, 41, 42. Wednesday, 73, 74, 75. 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Monday, 10, 11, 12. Tuesday, 43, 44, 45. Wednesday, 76, 77, 78. Noon to 1 o'clock. Monday, 13, 14, 15. Tuesday, 46, 47, 48. Wednesday, 79, 80, 81. 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Monday, 16, 17, 18. Tuesday, 49, 50, 51. Wednesday, 82, 83, 84. 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Monday, 19, 20, 21. Tuesday, 52, 53, 54. Wednesday, 85, 86, 87. 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Monday, 22, 23, 24. Tuesday, 55, 56, 57. Wednesday, 88, 89, 90. 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Monday, 25, 26, 27. Tuesday, 58, 59, 60. Wednesday, 91, 92, 93. 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Monday, 28, 29, 30. Tuesday, 61, 62, 63. Wednesday, 94, 95, 96. 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Monday, 31, 32, 33. Tuesday, 64, 65, 66. Wednesday, 97, 98, 99. For example, if your Social Security number is 555-55-5511, the last two digits are 11. Number 11 is under Monday. The one-hour window is under the column Eastern Time. The appointment for number 11 is Monday between 11 a.m. and 12 noon. Makeup days for missed calls. Thursday, Friday, or Saturday of the same week, anytime from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Use your MyWAM account to report for your benefit payments. It is accessible 6 days a week, 24 hours a day. Access begins at 12 a.m. Monday until 11:59 p.m. Saturday of your appointment week to report for benefits. You must actively seek full-time work, be available for full-time suitable work, and be able to work each week you claim. You may submit your work search through your MyWAM account. Marvin's new script. Marvin has been updated with a script that includes new questions for the online and telephone certification process. The questions are 1. Has your address changed since your last certification? 2. Are you claiming the week beginning Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 3. Were you available to accept full-time work every day from Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 4. Were you able to work full-time every day between Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 5. Did you look for work during the week Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 6. Did you quit any job between Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 7. Did you refuse any job or jobs or offers of work between Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 8. Were you fired from any job between Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 9. Did you begin attending school or training classes between Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 10. Did you begin receiving a pension between Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 11. Did you receive vacation pay between Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 12. Did you receive or will you receive holiday pay for a holiday that occurred from Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 13. Did you receive severance pay between Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 14. Did you do any type of work for pay or promise to pay between Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 15. Did you have any earnings between Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? 16. Did you return to work full-time between Sunday, and then the date, through Saturday, and then the date? How to report earnings if you have a flexible week. Flexible week benefits may be paid for a flexible week, a 7-day period that does not begin on a Sunday. This happens only when you earn as much as or more than 1.6 times your weekly benefit amount in each of 2 consecutive calendar weeks, but within those 2 weeks, there is a period of 7 consecutive days or more in which you had no earnings. Marvin cannot be used to claim a flexible week. If you want to claim a flexible week, call 1-866-500-0017 and press the option to speak to a customer service representative or contact a virtual problem resolution agent through your MyWAM account. In the following example, your weekly benefit amount is $200 and 1.6 times your weekly benefit amount is $320. Here's the example. In week 1, you had no earnings on Sunday, earnings on Monday of $150, earnings on Tuesday of $150. You were laid off on Wednesday, laid off on Thursday, laid off on Friday, laid off on Saturday. In the following week, you were laid off on Sunday, laid off on Monday, laid off on Tuesday, laid off on Wednesday. On Thursday, you earned $100. On Friday, you earned $175. On Saturday, you earned $75. You would qualify for a week of benefits during the layoff from Wednesday through Tuesday if otherwise eligible. Protect your rights to benefits. If there is an issue on your claim, even if you have protested a determination or appealed a redetermination for a hearing, continue to report using your MyWAM account online or Marvin during your appointment week until you return to full-time work, as the employer defines full-time. This will protect your right to receive benefits if the issue on your claim is settled in your favor. If you win your case, you will not be paid for any weeks that you did not report to Marvin or online to MyWAM. If you are disqualified, held ineligible, or held subject to a denial period, continue to contact Marvin or to use your MyWAM account. These certifications may be used to pay you benefits if it is later decided that you were entitled to benefits during that period. Confidentiality and disclosure of information. The information you provide during your unemployment claim is confidential. This includes all claims documents, forms, and information submitted by you or the involved employer or employers. As interested parties under state law, only you and your involved employer or employers are entitled to this information without a signed authorization from you or your employer. The exception is that under federal and state laws, certain information must be provided upon request for statistical, research, and unemployment insurance program purposes. In addition, all employers must report the names, Social Security numbers, and wages of all their employees. This wage information is required by law to be provided to other governmental agencies to verify eligibility for Department of Human Services General Assistance, Medicaid, food stamps, and other public assistance programs. Also, the law permits disclosure of information on your claim under certain circumstances to specified federal and state agencies such as Friend of the Court, Michigan Department of Treasury, the Internal Revenue Service, and law enforcement agencies in connection with a criminal investigation. Keep UIA up to date if you change your address or telephone number or name. Immediately notify UIA of address, telephone number, and name changes. Otherwise, decisions on your claim, payments, and other important benefit documents may not get to you or may contain outdated information. More importantly, failure to update and maintain current contact information with all base period employers on your claim, as well as with the UIA, will result in the UIA considering you unavailable for work. The agency will attempt to contact you by telephone to update your contact information. Failure without good cause to respond to the agency's request for information within 10 days because mail was undeliverable will result in you being considered unavailable for work and being ineligible for benefits. You can change your address, telephone number, or name by any of the following methods. Go to the UIA website at www.michigan.gov/UIA, click on Forms, access Form UIA 1925, request for name and/or address change, complete and fax or mail it according to the form instructions. For a name change request, you must submit a copy of legal proof such as marriage license, divorce judgment, etc. of the name change. Sign up for a MyWAM account by visiting www.michigan.gov/UIA and click on the MyWAM logo and follow the instructions. Call 1-866-500-0017 to speak to a customer service representative who will assist you.